San Antonio courses the plains, but I never will walk by the Brazos again.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Long-distance migration requires metabolic feats that dazzle the mind and lots of fat. Tiny blackpoll warblers double their weight in the lead-up to migration. Wilson's phalaropes may put on so much fat that they actually have to lose weight to get their fat-loaded bodies into the air. Chubby bar-tailed godwits, normally very strong flyers, may need a long-running start to take off. To store fat, birds may eat 3 times as much and forage over many more hours than normal as they prepare for long-distance travel. To process so much chow, a bird's stomach and intestines must physically grow in size. A bird's liver, the organ that turns nutrients into fats, might triple in size. At the cellular level, equally impressive changes make it possible for a bird to draw energy from all that fat during long flights. These include changes in fatty acids, plus a big bump in the protein molecules that move fats through the bloodstream. And there's a surge in enzymes that hand off the fat to the muscles, thus fueling the strenuous work of flight. If long migratory flights are amazing, what goes on inside a bird's body during those flights seems absolutely astonishing. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Thanks, Bird Note. I am always amazed how much I can learn in a minute and 45 seconds about the different birds. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM Campus Community Radio. I'm Robin. And before those two announcements, we heard a track by a band called Little Mazarn, a song called Texas River Song. And I don't know a whole lot about the band, other than they don't play hardly strictly bluegrass, as you might have heard in the instrumentation there. There was a little piano, there was some trumpet, there was also a saw, and some crickets recorded on a winter full moon eclipse. Before that, we heard husband and wife duo, Elizabeth Laprelle and Brian Dolphin. Love Has Brought Me to Despair from Old Time Sweethearts, Volume 1. And I thought that I was going to play a different song off of that album because my search was Aaron Marshall and Canadian fiddle player Aaron Marshall and her husband, Carl Jones, guitar player. And that's where I got led to. And in very Aaron Marshall style, she's contributed to such a catalog of compilation CDs where a bunch of different artists are featured playing old-timey kind of music. And when I saw Elizabeth Laprelle's name on the playlist, I thought, "Oh, I'm gonna play her instead because I love her voice, and she sings in this very specific Virginian style, which is all I can tell you is that it's specific to the region. It's a very old and distinct way of singing, and she's one of the people that does it and holds that that tradition, that old time tradition. We're gonna hear another song off that same album, Old Time Sweethearts, Volume 1. And again, it's not Aaron Marshall and Carl Jones, but likewise, when I saw Betsy Ellis's name on the list, I thought that I would play this song too. And I was kind of surprised because Betsy Ellis is a fiddle player, and she can rip it up. I'm going to tell you just straight up, she can rip it up. But this particular song is kind of chill and really lovely. Betsy Ellis and Clark Wyatt with Question to Lay Down Your Burdens. Nope, Question to Lay Your Burden Down here on Roots and Berries.
So I'm having a hard time. I got troubles in mind, and I don't know if I can find the patience to be kind. Seems it happens all the time, and I don't know how to try.
Thank you.
husband and wife team there, Ashley Watkins and Andrew Small, transporting us to that bygone era of real country, twangy, yodeling voice harmonies, and a track called The Weary Lonesome Blues from their album Dear Companion. They play together in a traditional bluegrass band called the Alum Ridge Boys and Ashley. And we heard from them just beforehand with a track called I'll Break Out Again Tonight, which was recorded around one microphone at a station in the United States. And it really gives it that old-timey quality of sound. This is Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio. I'm Robin. I am your host for the new an hour on Fridays, noon to 1 o'clock. Coming up at 1, the show Department Uno is up as usual. However, Connor, who's our music coordinator and the host of Department Uno, is still away on vacay. So it'll be a pre-recorded, I believe archived version of the show today. But I do encourage you to stay tuned. Connor brings kind of a highlight of what's been added into the CJSF music collection each week, and it's sort of a no holds barred across genres exploration of all of the different genres that sort of catches his ear in relation to the stuff that we get, which is mountains of music. Coming up after that is a syndicated show that we've picked up, and then you'll hear Steve Chong at 3 o'clock, followed by Voice of the North and Green Planet Monitor, etc., etc. So lots to stay tuned for on the station. And so keep it locked. I've got something here from the artist Raina Rose. And again, a husband and wife duo. Didn't really know a whole lot about these folks, but when I was planning the playlist for this show, one of the things that I did was hit on bluegrass festivals and, you know, who is playing some different festivals. And Raina Rose was one of the artists that came up, and didn't really know anything about them. But this particular song that she does with her husband, who is the bass player, Andrew Pressman, play this song. It is Swing Wide the Gates, and a little bit of gospel-y music here from their album Caldera. Raina Rose on Roots and Berries.
1, 2, 3. I had silk and sparrow's wings. I hung on to the diesel train. Of any words drift from my lips your name. I've been strong as summer and I've been weak as winter, lost in the Christ and found as a sinner. Oh no, woman's made to cry and man is made to sin. Swing wide the gates and come back in. Child, sweet.
yard, thistle thatched along the back. Honeybees see no change, no gain, and no lack. I've been strong as summer, and I've been weak as winter. Lost in the cross and found as a sinner.
Thanks for listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., and together we'll explore New Dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.